huge statement.
I'm just curious. Is there anything politically that we need to be looking for? Do we need to look at both parties maybe adjusting their message and their branding in the Hispanic community? Is that something you see coming down the road?
Absolutely. And it's a problem with both parties. It's not one or the other. I mean, you know, Republicans do have a branding issue, especially with the average kind of Hispanic voter. And that's something that they need to overcome. They need to realize that not every issue that Hispanics care about is going to be the same. You know, they need to focus on things like education and maybe even some, you know, home values or what have you. But Democrats, too, really need to learn that their language is not resonating with the Hispanic community. I mean, their continual push of putting an X at the end of Latino and taking out the O, you know, Latinx, consistently, you know, poll after poll, we've seen that the Latino community says, yeah, we really don't care about that. You guys should stop doing it. So, you know, both have this real problem of connecting with some of these key audiences. And I think that's reflected in the voter registration numbers when you see more and more people saying, look, neither party is really my home.
Again, joining us, Michael Shouse, Communications Director for NPRI. In our final minute, want to talk about these numbers. Do you see this as a trend that this is going to continue relative to the huge numbers and the increases for Hispanics? Do you see this as growing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we still just, I'm always amazed that we don't grow as fast as we actually, as I think we should, because we are an incredible state to live in. You know, when it comes to the cost of living, it's relatively low, especially compared to places like California or New York or what have you. So it's automatically attractive. And if you think about people who are going somewhere to build a new life, which a lot of the Latino communities, that's exactly what they were doing, what brought them to this country in the first place. Nevada seems like a really good place to start up, and it's something that we should be proud of, and it's also a big reason why we need to reach out to those communities and say, what do you care about? What are your issues? Because I think it's going to keep on growing, and we need to find a way to welcome them and, you know, have them join the movement, so to speak.
It is a busy, busy news day. We got so much to do, and we're going to try and bring you some of the governor at 5 o'clock, if that is technically possible. We're going to give it a shot. Michael, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for stopping by, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you so much.
There you go, and have fun Thursday night. Thursday night's going to be big. 30 years in the business of helping Nevadans understand what's going on in their state. That's Michael Shouse, Communications Director for NPRI. You know, we've heard a lot of comparisons in the last 24 to 48 hours that what's going on in Kabul looks eerily similar to what happened in Saigon, the fall of Saigon in 1975. You say, well, how do you know that? Well, we're going to consult with somebody that was there, that was in Saigon at the fall of the embassy. Jim Wheeler, Assemblyman from District 39, will join us coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 4:31 on a Monday, and it's very slow as you try to work your way through the downtown freeways right now on the 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. You're bumper to bumper through there, because four lanes are pared down to two. Bridge reconstruction work all the way up to Eastern there on the 515 and the other direction as well. So you're bumper to bumper both directions. 515 east at the 15, 515 westbound at Eastern. Very slow. Possible delays, 215 west at Tenaya. And expect some congestion up there in Summerlin. That is eastbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV Athletics announcing Eric Harper as the interim athletics director effective today. He is a longtime athletics administrator who has spent the last 9 years at UNLV working as the Senior Associate Athletics Director for Development. Prior to his time at UNLV, he also spent some time at the University of Arizona and also spent some time at Kansas State. Raiders football coming off a preseason win against the Seahawks on Saturday by a 20-7 score. Up next, a trip to Los Angeles. They will practice against the Rams Wednesday and Thursday before they play the Rams coming up on Saturday. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, those are just horrible pictures from the airport in Kabul. And there's one picture that purports to be somebody either jumping or falling out of one of those cargo planes. It's horrible, horrible stuff. And a lot of people are saying this is comparable to what happened back in 1975, the fall of Saigon. The president said this is not comparable. It's not comparable to Saigon. How would anybody know unless they were there? Well, Jim Wheeler was there. He's an assemblyman in District 39. He's a good friend, and he was there in 1975. Jim Wheeler, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, Kevin. How are you today?
A whole
lot of smoke up here.
Yeah. Well, we're getting it. I mean, I go walking every day, and walking becomes that much more difficult once when you see the smoke, that haze that's in the sky. Jim, you were there in 1975. Give us the lead up to how that actually happened.
Well, obviously, for those that don't remember, the war was basically over in, I believe it was 73, and we pulled all our troops out, et cetera, and the South Vietnamese, we had boosted their army to be able to hold the North Vietnamese army back. Well, we kind of knew at the time that they wouldn't be able to do it, but they hung in there for a couple of years. And then finally in 75, the North Vietnamese Army invaded heavily and overran Saigon. And, of course, there were a lot of people in Saigon that were American dependents, the people that worked with the American embassy, people that helped us during the war. And the North Vietnamese were going to kill these people. There's no doubt about that. Anyone that worked with us, they were going to kill. You know, the difference in the two, I think, is that the North Vietnamese were never going to come and try to create terrorist attacks on American soil, while the Taliban, that's exactly what they want to do through their affiliates with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So there is a difference there. But as far as the evacuation, as I watch what's going on over there now, it brings back some pretty rotten memories, I got to tell you.
Were there people that you dealt with that didn't make it out, that didn't make it out on that last chopper?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people didn't make it out. I was on a C-5. I wasn't on, like, a chopper, so I didn't actually see who made it out of the embassy or who didn't make it out of the embassy or, you know, from town. But there were still a lot of people, you know, on the airfield when the C-5s left that I saw and I remember seeing on the news. And there was, I understand, quite a bloodbath from the people that helped Americans.
Wow.
And what I understand right now is that the Taliban is currently, and it's been confirmed at least by Fox News, that the Taliban is going door to door looking for people who helped the Americans, and they have the Army's records, so they know who these people are. Because when they overtook the government, the Afghan government, they also got all the records. Apparently, the
payroll records,
or they fled. Yeah, didn't take them.
Wow. Well, now I know that there was smoke coming from the embassy the last couple of days, as they were, quote, destroying sensitive records, but obviously they didn't do that with the payroll.
Yeah, that's the American embassy. What the way I understand this from what I'm seeing on TV is that they took over the Afghani records.
Oh, okay.
So all the people that were being paid to the Afghan government, they say there were 300,000 soldiers over there, but from what I've heard, there was closer to 200,000, and another 100,000 were just on paper, and the people that controlled the government were getting their paychecks every day.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just so corrupt, apparently, that, you know, from I've heard from intelligence people that were over there and State Department people that were over there privately, that it was just so corrupt that they really only had a couple hundred thousand that were actually on payroll, and about one-third all that money that we were paying for their army was going into these people's pockets.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Jim Wheeler joining us, Assemblyman District 39. What do you view as the future for Afghanistan? I mean, Vietnam has become united, and Vietnam has become a thriving manufacturing country. We trade with them. A lot of the stuff that I wear from time to time, made in Vietnam. What about for Afghanistan? Is there anything there worth saving?
The only industry, really, that Afghanistan has is agriculture and heroin. That's about it. So
wow.
I don't see anything there worth saving. You know, in my opinion, we should have gone in 2001, wiped out Al-Qaeda as much as we could, and gone out, left. But we didn't do that, so then we were stuck there for 20 years. But the fact is, you know, if you think about this, Kevin, we left troops in South Korea. They've been there for 70-some years so that the North Koreans won't overtake South Korea. We've left troops in Washington that have been there since World War II, Washington and Germany, since World War II, so that the old Soviet Union or the Russians now wouldn't take over Germany because they couldn't do it without us. We have troops in Japan. We have Taiwan under our umbrella. You know, we've done this many times. So my opinion is we should have left a small base of operations there to make sure that they knew that if they were going to take over, they'd have to run over Americans and would have created a war. But that's just my opinion. We should have gotten out of the war completely, you know, years and years ago, but we should have left a presence.
Was there a better strategy, though, for the execution of getting out? I mean, should we have had a better plan, a plan B?
Yeah, definitely. Donald Trump actually had a plan. The plan to get out was condition-based. You know, if the Taliban does this, we will do that. If you do this, we will do that, et cetera. It was, you know, you had conditions there. And all those conditions were just given away by, actually by the Taliban originally, because during Trump's presidency, they broke that agreement. So when Biden says he was bound by that agreement, you know, that's just a talking point. His whole speech today, in my opinion, was a talking point to give the liberal media, you know, their marching orders for the next week before they go back to COVID.
Wow.
So they weren't ready for this at all. They were not ready for it. This administration failed miserably on this. And I mean miserably.
Well,
no way we shouldn't have gotten those interpreters and their special forces, et cetera, out of there before our military left. No way. That's just common sense.
And Jim, as a guy that has been there and done that, the next time we need help in a foreign country halfway around the world, our word doesn't mean much, does it?
No, look at France and Britain right now behind the scenes. If you turn on Sky News, from what I understand, I haven't done this, but I've heard about it. If you turn on Sky News right now, the Brits are saying, why did we go? You know, why should we be there if America's not going to keep her word? So, I mean, they've got more troops over there than we did. NATO has 7,500 troops left over there, you know, to our 2,500. So, and all of a sudden we've left them hanging out, and now we've taken away the armies over there. We've taken away their air cover. I mean, just overnight, we took it away. We took away their intelligence capabilities. It's no wonder the Taliban overran.
That's so, incredible. And then
they're not willing to fight. They will fight. They've lost 50,000 people fighting the Taliban. The Afghanis have. They'll fight, but you got to give them the tools to fight with.
Well, the president went through the litany today that they've got, an air force, which is something that the Taliban has never had. They had weaponry. We gave them everything, and his implication was, but they didn't want to fight. So you don't buy that.
Has an air force, right?
Well, yeah, the Taliban now has an air force.
They didn't have that before either. They've got all this equipment and left it out. And from what I'm hearing happened over there is the Taliban, and the way they walk through everything without much of a fight, is that, A, the Afghan army, you know, was surprised terribly because our intelligence was taken away. And, B, when they did fight, we had no air cover. And they were losing, so they went from province to province daily and said, if you want to fight, we're going to kill you, we're going to kill your entire family. There's people in America right now from Afghanistan who have actually received notification from the Taliban to come back or they're going to kill their family. Okay?
Wow.
So this is stuff that the press isn't telling you.
I'll tell you what, it's incredible what's going on over there, and there is a correlation to what happened back in 1975. Both occurrences absolutely shameful. And
well, what we saw in 75, Kevin, also was the we saw mortar rounds coming over the fences and small arms fire, etc. But they never tried to invade the base because it was a much better television opportunity, a PR opportunity, to show America tucking her tail behind her leg or between her legs and running.
Yeah.
The Taliban obviously learned from that.
Jim Wheeler, I tell you what, it's amazing, dating all the way back to 1975. Thank you so much for sharing some of your memories with us, and we'll talk again soon, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin, anytime.
There you go. Jim Wheeler, Assemblyman, District 39. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, the governor's going to be speaking on COVID-19. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
I'm Mark Hutchison. founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com, or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promise you we'd let you hear more from President Biden on the chaos in Kabul. And in fact, let's go to Biden 2 as he essentially looks ahead for Afghanistan. I don't know what kind of a future. I don't think there's much of a future for that country. If they're going to be overrun by the Taliban and people are going to die in the streets and they're going to be beheadings, this is going to be very, 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 very ugly. This was the president just a couple of hours ago.
We will continue to support the Afghan people. We will lead with our diplomacy, our international influence, and our humanitarian aid. We'll continue to push for regional diplomacy and engagement to prevent violence and instability. We'll continue to speak out for the basic rights of the Afghan people, of women and girls, just as we speak out all over the world. I've been clear, the human rights must be the center of our foreign policy, not the periphery. But the way to do it is not through endless military deployments. It's with our diplomacy, our economic tools, and rallying the world to join us. Let me lay out the current mission in Afghanistan. I was asked to authorize, and I did, 6,000 U.S. troops to deploy to Afghanistan for the purpose of assisting in the departure of U.S. and allied civilian personnel from Afghanistan and to evacuate our Afghan allies and vulnerable Afghans.
There you have it. That's just a little piece of the president. We'll actually hear more of that coming up in our 5 o'clock hour. Also, we're going to try and bring you the governor, who will be speaking just after 5 o'clock about COVID-19. So stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ News Flash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
If you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxed.
Keep contaminants out of our storm drains and out of our waters. Grass clippings, fertilizer, yard waste, they all contaminate our stormwater. Litter, pet waste, they also contaminate it. Fluids from leaking vehicles run right in there. All stormwater goes untreated directly to our local waterways. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting lovenvwaters.com and following us on social media.
This message sponsored by the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll let you hear more from President Biden. What I absolutely hated about the speech today, just to give you my perspective, and we can get your perspective a little later on. The whole idea that this is, let's blame the Afghans. And I understand it. You say you have an army of, he was bragging last week about having an army of 300,000, fully equipped, one of the best armed militaries in the world. Better than a lot of NATO countries. He was bragging about that. And then he comes on today and says, well, it's all because the Afghans wouldn't fight. We gave them all this stuff. We gave them an Air Force. A lot of countries don't have their own Air Force, believe it or not. And they've got a top-notch Air Force. So what's going to happen to that? Is that falling into the hands of the Taliban now? That's the scary part of this, because you now